In this blog, we'll explore how to build a tic-tac-toe app using Lightning components. We'll do so by go over steps to help us decompose the app into smaller components and wire them up using events. You can use the steps used here to build any other Lightning app. The below picture shows how the completed app looks. You can install the unmanaged package from here, add it to Salesforce One Mobile, set up greater than mobile navigation, and open tic-tac-toe in Salesforce One Mobile to see it in action. You can also open it as a standalone app by going opening /c/tic-tac-toe-app.app. Let's go over the steps that help us build it. Step 1, make a list of app's main features. First, start with the main features. In our case, our app. 1. Should be a single-player game. The second player should be computer that selects a tile based on some logic, AI. 2. Should be able to start a new game or reset everything at any point. 3. Should keep track of previous scores. 4. Should show exactly which 3 tiles caused the success of the user or computer. Step 2, divide the app into components. Based on the main features, we can get an idea as to how to divide the app into components. In our case, the app is divided into 3 main components. 1. Tic-tac-toe grid CMP. This is the main component that handles game logic, feature number 1 and number 2. 2. Scorecard CMP. This simply maintains the score from one game to another, feature number 3. 3. Tile CMP. 9 of them. There are 9 tile components, each representing different cell in the grid, feature number 4. Step 3. Assign responsibilities to components. Next step is to go into details of what each component is responsible for, and not responsible for. This will not only help us implement all the features but also help us figure out what Lightning events we need and how to wire them up. Tic-tac-toe grid CMP. This is the main component that creates a grid of 9 tile child components and a scorecard child component. It's responsible for 1. Creating the UI and grid of tiles. 2. Starting a new game. 3. Resetting the game board. 4. Wait for computer's turn and select a tile on behalf of computer, AI. 5. Telling others when the game is over, including who won, who lost or draw. It's not responsible for 1. Maintaining the score of previous games, scoreboard component does this. 2. Displaying current game status after it's over, scoreboard component does this. 3. Dealing with tile clicks, tile component handles this. Scorecard CMP. This is a simply score display component. It's responsible for 1. Keeping track of scores. 2. Displaying game final status. 3. Listening and resetting itself. Tile CMP. There are 9 of these components and each represent a single cell in the grid. Each tile component is responsible for 1. Listening to user clicks and changing its value to X. 2. Listening to computer clicks and changing its value to O. 3. Telling others, tic-tac-toe grid, that the user has clicked on it. 4. Finally, display which set of 3 tiles caused the game to over, shows them in green. Step 4. Use scenarios to wire up events. Now that we have assigned responsibilities to each component, we can see how to wire them up. In Lightning, we can do this using Eventing Library. By playing out the scenarios and using component responsibilities from Step 2, we can figure out all the events. Our app has 3 scenarios. 1. User clicks on a new game button. 2. User clicks on a reset button. 3. User clicks on a tile to play the game. At the end, our app uses 5 events. The below picture shows how they are wired, which direction they travel. You can tell when they are used pretty much by looking at their names. Let's understand how events are wired up by going through them. Scenario 1, user clicks on new game button. From earlier step 2, we know that tic-tac-toe grid.cmp notifies child components that a new game is about to begin. Because it goes from parent to child and grandchild, components, we'll create an application event called newgame.ift. We will fire it when the user clicks on the new game button. newgame.ift event looks like below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Tic-tac-toe grid.cmp component registers the event to indicate that it might trigger this event. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. 1. When the new game button is clicked, tic-tac-toe grid.cmp fires the event. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. All 9 tile.cmp components listen to this event like below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. And when the event comes, each one of them reset their values themselves. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. 4. Scoreboard.cmp also listens to this event like below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. 5. When the event comes, scoreboard.cmp simply clears its win/lose status message like below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Scenario 2, user clicks on reset button. This is similar to the above scenario. Only difference is that when reset happens, scoreboard.cmp clears previous scores in addition to win/lose status. Scenario 3, user clicks on a tile. 1. Tile.cmp updates itself with X and fires tile. Click.ift. 2. Tic-tac-toe grid.cmp notices the event and check if the game has won/not. If the game is not won and if there is an empty tile, then AI selects one of them. Tic-tac-toe grid.cmp then triggers computer. Click.ift. Tile.cmp updates that particular tile with O. End. If the game is won, then go to 3. 3. Tic-tac-toe grid.cmp fires game. Over.ift. 1. Scoreboard.cmp updates score and displays who won. 2. 3 out of 9 tile.cmp components highlights themselves in green if they are the reason the game ended. Summary. It's very easy to decompose apps into components if we list out the main features first. Assigning responsibilities to components will help in knowing what kind of events we need. Use scenarios or use cases in conjunction with component responsibilities to nail events. Use application events to notify multiple child components and use component events to notify top-level component. Trigger a new event for each scenario. If the scenario has a cyclic effect, like user click triggers computer click, use two events, one for going from child to parent and another for parent to child.